because we are very glad to have you with us today. But we're also going to remember that first and foremost, we need to honor our Father in heaven today. Amen.
Amen.
When we talk about who's our true Father and who our true example is, we got to honor Father God in heaven. Amen. Now, I want you to know something, that when we get back, I want you to know that we got some exciting things going. We're going to do some outreaches this fall, so you better be ready. Our first crazy event's going to be that we go to the hospital, just a couple of us, and then we're going to establish some stuff there. I also want you to be thinking about, if you ever had it in your heart to help people that are going through addictions or anything, get ready, because we are going to be doing something where we outreach towards people after drug court. So it's going to be exciting. And while we're talking about that, Miss Jenny, stand up, please. Because we are 6 months clean and sober today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are very proud of you, and we want to thank you for that. Stay on the course. The Lord's with you, okay? Hey, God bless you. Amen. Now, I want you to know something, that we're about to step into the presence of God. And I want you to know that your Father in heaven has already made the way for you, and even at this moment is preparing the way for you. Listen, I want you to understand something, that we're about ready to take our faith and our commitment to God to the next level. You know, I want you to know that I was hanging out with Randy right before we got married, and every place we went around here, we went over to the apartment place, we went to the Save-A-Lot down there, and everywhere we went, we were praying for people to get saved and just witnessing about the Lord. And I tell you what, this whole area is ready for you to take your faith and impact the lives of people. Amen? So the first thing we're going to do is that we are going to take up our offering during our first worship song. And I want you to just be getting it ready, because we had a unique experience happen, and I thought this was tremendous, because we have been talking about God doing things for us that would be so unique that it would be a strange thing, right? So how would you like to just be going to visit some of your family and attend a wedding and pray for them and be ready and just thanking God for what he's going to do there? And so you're doing your best and you're giving your best faith. And while that's happening, someone walk over to you and say, hey, you have that van, right? And someone said, you know, I could use that van for someone. So what I would like to do is no cost, no money exchange. But if you're willing, I'd like to exchange your van for my Cadillac. Well, hallelujah. Listen, I told you, we better get ready for strange things. Because the lady in this church, huh? That's really strange. The lady in this church, it was so funny, because I think she rode in that vehicle a time or two, and she thought, wow, this is really strange. This is a great vehicle. You know, it had all the fancy lights and stuff and all this kind of stuff that she has no idea how to work. And she said, man, one day I'd like to have something like this. And then she thought, oh, that's a crazy thought. I'm never going to have something like this. And then all of a sudden, in a moment of time, a guy walks over and says, listen, I'm going to take your minivan in exchange, drive home with a Cadillac. Jesus can do the amazing. Amen? So listen, I want you to know that God cares about the very serious issues of your life, and God cares about just the wants of your life. And if you will walk honestly with God with a heart of faith, you're going to see things that are beyond your belief. So this is my offering message today to you. Let God exchange anything, spirit, soul, or body. Let God exchange anything out of your life for what he has for you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bring our offering while we worship God, and we thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord, and that you are the God of the strange, the wonderful, and what seems to be impossible. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am the one. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for the faith. I pray that you can carry up through this situation. That I can tell you, that you have done what you have wanted to do. I pray that you can give me that. I'm going to surprise you to the service today. It's going to be a good time. But it's important for me to get this across to you because I've got a message to you today about the fact that it's time for us to get rid of the residue. Say, I want to get rid of the residue. See, I know you can see that my face right now because you don't want to understand what I'm talking about, but you will understand. But say, I want to take action to get rid of the residue. I want to bring you out of the book of 1 John chapter 5, and I just want to come right in here to verse 3 and 4. And the Lord says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever, say whatsoever, is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I want to talk to you for just a minute today because I want you to know something that the Bible even declares in John chapter 3 that there is a natural birthing process. The Bible says that when that first comes through water, and I don't know if you understand this or not, but water breaks in a woman's body at the time that you come forth. And I want you to know that God expects you to have a natural birth, but Jesus says that you as a person are not complete until you have that second birthing, and that is being born again. I want to let you know this morning that it is absolutely impossible. It is not possible for humanity to become the fullness of what they were called to be, or the person that they were destined to be on this earth, if they don't have the salvation experience of God and go all out, not just put your foot and your toe in the tip of the water, but there is something about you where I tell you that it's impossible for humanity to become who God wants them to be unless they go all in with Jesus. I want us to understand something that the Bible says whatsoever is born of God, and I want to declare it to you. Before your parents even knew that they were going to be your mom and dad, God knew you. I want to remind you that in Psalms 139, verse 16, the Bible actually says that in thy book, O Lord, are thy members written. And I want you to know something, that you were born with the seed of the Spirit of God. You could be here unless God could turn you to come forth from the earth. But in so doing, I want you to understand something, that you cannot be complete as you God designed you to be until you step into the covenant relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ and receive that sonship. Now, I want you to understand something about your Father in heaven. Some of the churches, and some of the churches, and the churches that you have had about yourself, says, hello, Brother Joe, how are you today? Remember yesterday when you were praying in church? Remember last week when we were crying and praying over this stuff? Brother Joe, did you remember when we were dancing those times and lifting our hands up? I don't want to have to pass in your pathway and to fix you. I hope that you got enough presence you are upon you, that when people need prayer, they come your way. When people are upset, they come into your office. When people are looking for an answer, they come to you because they can help themselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord,